Adoption is a beautiful thing that is close to God's heart. He has adopted every believer into His family. As His Word says in Romans 8, that we have been adopted as sons and daughters. When a family considers the adoption of a child, there is so much that comes into play. Much preparation and planning takes place beforehand. But what happens when the child who is to be adopted has experienced abuse? These children so desperately need a loving and safe home and a family to belong to. But the journey can be quite challenging along the way for the parents. We want to speak a little more into this topic on the next Family Matters, and I do hope you'll stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A family considering adoption wrote to us with this question. What do we need to know before adopting a child who has been abused? We're considering adopting a child under the age of 2 who was removed from his birth home due to abuse when only a few months old. He has been in foster care for the past year. What kind of risks are we facing? You deserve a great deal of credit for your willingness to adopt a child from such a troubled background. James 1:27 tells us that genuine godliness, or pure and faultless religion as some translations have it, means looking after orphans and widows in their distress. It's obvious that you're acting on the basis of a heartfelt zeal for true righteousness, and with that in mind, we'd like to encourage you to move forward with your plans, but we also want to advise you to proceed with your eyes wide open. We have good reasons for offering this kind of warning. The first 2 years of life are critical for any child. Kids who are abused, neglected, or moved from caregiver to caregiver during this period can develop significant emotional and behavioral problems. Some also suffer from a phenomenon known as reactive attachment disorder. This condition is characterized by an inability to bond with others, even with adoptive parents who are extremely loving and nurturing. Children with this disorder may also exhibit aggressive tendencies and display little compassion or empathy for others. Please note that I offer this information purely for the purpose of parental enlightenment. Parents should be careful about labeling kids too quickly. The first 2 years are crucial, but children who have been placed in good foster homes have a much better chance to thrive than those who haven't. That said, it's important to add that every situation is unique. A great deal depends on the individual circumstances of the child you're planning to adopt and the type of foster care he received after he was removed from his home. There's no one-size-fits-all pattern here. Some abused and neglected children are extremely resilient and display an outstanding ability to thrive and grow once they're settled in a stable environment. We'd suggest that you gather as much information as you can from the child's social worker. This will give you some indication of the kind of care he's been receiving and whether or not he appears to have any emotional or behavioral problems. Remember, too, that problems of this nature are not necessarily reasons to forgo adoption. True healing comes from God, and Christian families are in the best position to provide that for a hurting child. If you decide to adopt this child, it would be wise to consult with a psychologist who specializes in early childhood attachment. He or she can work with you, the current foster parents, and the social worker to help ease the transition from the foster care system to your home. Focus on the Family's counseling staff can provide you with a list of referrals to qualified child psychologists in your local area. They'd also be happy to discuss your plans with you at greater length over the phone. Please don't hesitate to call us on 031-716-3300 to speak to someone who can help. Focus on the Family is a strong advocate in the area of adoption and the sanctity of human life, and we truly admire you for considering adoption as a part of your family plan. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.